We are sharing St. Patrick's Day stories like St. Patrick probably never drank green beer. No, really, shocker. A deeper look at my Selkuth song, Breathing. A love story from Na Skylark. St. Patty's Day kisses and ear bites from Stout Pounders. It's all on the Pub Songs Podcast, show number 226. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast. Celtic and geek music and news from Mark Gunn, the Celt Father. Reimagining pub life at pubsong.net. Grab a pint. Slancha! 14th day of February is for St. Valentine. September 29th is when St. Michael's faithful dine. On April 23rd, we hail St. George without restraint. And come November 1st, we cheer for every bloody saint. But none of those can claim the very best day of the year. Because on March 17th, we praise the patron saint of beer. But wait, don't cheer for greenish beer or Irish cream liqueur. Because the man you toast was one devout teetotaler. St. Patrick never drank. Hey, St. Patrick never drank. Hey, 'twas only clear and leaded stuff he poured into his tank. He'd take the cash you spent for drafts and stash it in the bank. Hooray, with heroic true, but stoic too, St. Patrick never drank. He strode with ancient warriors from coast to plain to highland. His staff he'd shake till every snake was banished from the island. He taught his band the shamrock stands for father, son, and spirit. But don't break out the Guinness Stout, the man would not go near it. St. Patrick didn't drink. Hey, St. Patrick didn't drink. Hey, he never tossed a bracer back or teetered on the brink. So pour another tall one, lad, then pour down the sink. Hooray, with piety, sobriety, St. Patrick didn't drink. St. Patrick never drank. Hey, St. Patrick never drank. Hey, so let's be frank, when asked his favorite beer, he drew a blank. My gosh, if he could see you slosh, he'd give your tush a spank. Hooray, the guy was swell but dry as hell, St. Patrick never drank. No, St. Patrick never drank. Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, the virtual public house for Celtic geek culture. I am your guide. My name is Mark Gunn, and today's show is brought to you by my Gunrunners on Patreon. Subscribe to the podcast and download free music when you sign up at pubsong.com. And of course, that song I just sang for you was a song that was written by a comedy musician called Spaff. He wrote the lyrics, I set it to music, and put it on my CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure. And of course, the song is all about, you know, St. Patrick probably didn't drink. Although you really think about it, he probably did drink because, you know, beer kind of, the alcohol would kill, you know, bacteria in water. So you, even if it was just a little bit of alcohol, you know, even monks probably had a little bit of beer at the very least. So who knows? I wasn't there, but I love the song. Hey, if you enjoy this show, please subscribe or post a review on Apple Podcasts, and I'd love to get your feedback. So send it in. Drop me a line. Oh, and also, if you want to get some free MP3s from my St. Patrick's Day album, you can go to gift@pubsong.net. That's gift@pubsong.net. All right. So after reading a whole bunch of marketing material and books, I realized what I love about marketing. Great marketing is about telling a story that resonates. And I love stories. It's something I'm trying to get better at. And it's why I'm trying to rebrand the Pub Songs podcast as Pub Songs and Stories. Because sure, I love to sing for you, but I would also like to share stories, not just from me, but others. So today I'm going to share a couple stories and music from bands that are on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast, but it's really about the story because every song I write, every email or blog I try to sculpt is about telling a good story. I didn't want Pirates versus Dragons to be just a bunch of songs. I wanted a story to go with it. And thanks to Ree Sheridan Rose, the songwriter and author of that story, we did just that. My Firefly songs, they aren't just about characters in the TV show. They're the stories that were created by my experience within the show and outside of it. Like Breathing. So I could have just written a song about using words about trying to breathe, or I could make it a little bit more personal. And breathing was inspired by the episode Out of Gas from Firefly. And the ship, Serenity, breaks down in space far from civilization. A compression coil blows, knocking out life support and injuring Zoe. And as Simon fights to save Zoe's life in the medical bay, Kaylee stands outside worrying about both Zoe and the ship. And the ship's not running, and it's no longer creating air, and she's in shock. And Mal gets her attention and asks, "You want to keep breathing, don't you?" And that's the line that started my song. But it really plays a small role outside of, you know, creating a great call and response. I decided to look back into a period of my life when I was having trouble with my relationships, and I felt like I was screwing up all the time. And every time I screwed up, I spiraled further down. I questioned myself constantly. I was really depressed. So what helped me through it was meditation and breathing. My Apple Watch just went off, and it has a breathing app, and I use it all the time. I started taking these 20-minute meditation breaks to just calm myself and relax, and it helped. And slowly, I pulled myself back up. I found my happy place again. So when I wrote Breathing, I tied the experiences of the crew in that episode with my own life to create a fictional story of how to overcome stress and how to give a spark of life to a troubled relationship. And I wrote a story on how to find your happy place again. And it just takes a little breathing. Let me sing that song for you. Here's Breathing. This is from my upcoming CD, Sell Cooth. It'll be out later this year. You want to keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out. Gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. But it all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. It all began looking past what was to what our life could be. Where I found so much freedom and a little serenity. An explosion knocked us to the ground, but we got back on our feet. Turn back the clock to remember why and what our life could be. You wanna keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out. Gotta remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. But it all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. Some face life's challenges with a little bit of prayer. Others turn, face it head on, that's how they take in air. Sometimes it's sad to face what's true and try a different tack. Gotta keep on breathing, there ain't no turning back. Wanna keep breathing,
don't you?
Breathing in and out. Can't remember the reason, the reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the rest of your days. But it all starts with breathing, breathing in and out. That I fight on through space, though I might fail. I'll boost the signal through the night, even if I'm feeling frail. When at last you answer my call, we'll fix our damaged hearts to Together we'll keep on breathing, and we will never part. You wanna keep breathing, don't you? Breathing in and out. Now remember the reason, won't you? The reason you take her out. Treat her properly, she'll be with you the best of your days. But it all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. It all starts with breathing deeply, breathing in and out. Big thanks to my daughter, Kinsey. She's waving. You can talk, you know, you can say something. Hi. All right, go back to class.
All right. Travel with Celtic Invasion Vacations. Every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. We are going to Scotland in 2022. Join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. All right, now we get a love story from Na Skylark. I got an email from them recently, and they had a very touching story, and I thought it'd be really cool to include in this podcast. Na Skylark, which loosely means the Skylark in Irish, is a central Kentucky-based trio that shares the rich beauty of ancient traditional Celtic music through voice, Irish harp, Ilian pipes, whistles, flutes, boron, and a little Appalachian mountain dulcimer for good measure. Wherever this little trio goes, Na Skylark charms and moves audiences in a big way. The group's Old Kyol recording was named one of the best new recordings of 2017 by the Celtic Connections radio show, and Na Skylark's music can also be heard on various Celtic and folk music podcasts, including the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, as well as in live venues and festivals around the eastern half of the U.S. You can find out more about them at naskylark.com, and here is their story.
Hi, I'm Kathy Wilde of Na Skylark. We're three women who love playing old Irish and other Celtic music and songs on the harp, Ilian pipes, fiddle, flutes, whistles, dulcimer, you name it. And I mean old, like pre-famine old. So last March, I was wandering around the Irish Traditional Music Archives website, as one does, and came across the darkly intriguing title in the 1909 P.W. Joyce Old Irish Songs and Music Collection. I woke up singing the tune the next day and days after, which is always a sign to me that this one must be learned. So we decided to make a pandemic project of it and explore the original lyrics universe. Janelle, our vocalist, fiddler, and resident poetic lark, wrote some lyrics. And after tossing around some loose arrangement ideas, we recorded our parts separately in our homes. Janelle mixed it all up and got our friend Jason Bailey to supply perfect mandola and mandocello parts. Thank you, Jason. And here you have it, our new Oh Love, It Is a Killing Thing single. Interestingly, after we recorded our tracks, Janelle actually found some old lyrics to the tune, but we had a different take, which, despite the dark title, is that there's always hope on the other side of heartbreak, especially when you have patience and believe that you're worthy of love on your terms. So, old tune, new lyrics, and a refreshingly well-adjusted main character. Here's Oh Love, It Is a Killing Thing. I hope you enjoy it.
Valley low, and love it is a jelly thing your heart into. But time can make a mending stitch and once again renew. Though I will not depend on love, I'll neither bid it by. And I will build on love again if one does please my eye. Alone or with my own true love, once again I'll fly.
If you want to find out more about the band, again, visit naskylark.com. Next up, we have Stout Pounders, and they're talking about kisses and ear bites. Oh, so romantic. Or is it? Stout Pounders, they're a long-time contributor to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, with music going back to 2010. And they are a Seattle-based Celtic folk band. And since 2007, the band has brought new energy and comedic twists to time-tested Scottish and Irish folk music. Stout Pounders are great for pub atmospheres or large festivals, and the band plays regularly around Seattle and has been the house band of the Seattle St. Patrick's Day Dash since 2009. And it looks like they have a whole bunch of shows lined up for 2021. Congratulations, guys. And here is their story.
All right, this is Darren and Mark and John from the Stout Pounders.
What up?
Hi.
And this is a story about something that happened to some of our band members one late night at Kell's Irish Pub in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. And there were some ladies who were enjoying the show, which most ladies do, I would say.
And beverages. When we play.
And beverages. Maybe a little too much of the beverages. Not as much as the show. But they, I'd say their age range was... I guess you'd categorize them as cougars, perhaps?
Certainly cougarescent.
Yeah. Yes. And during a break, we were sitting at a table and enjoying an adult beverage to wet the whistle, so to speak. And then this happened.
We were just chatting it up, minding our own business. And this woman, she just makes eye contact with me and gets this sort of sultry look on her face, walks over, grabs both sides of my head, leans down, and just gives me a big, juicy kiss smack on the lips.
Ew.
Now, as I'm doing this, I'm thinking, huh, I wonder what my wife's going to think about this. That's kind of interesting. And so I didn't give her any reaction whatsoever. And so she gave up on me, walked around the table to Mark.
Yeah, so at this point, we're all laughing at John.
And then we're like, what's going on? What did this just happen? Is this real life?
And then I see that same sultry look pop over at me, and I'm like, oh no. She starts moving around, but before that, my in-laws had showed up for the show, and they're just a couple tables away, and I am having a similar thought to John. I'm like, what would my wife think? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, my in-laws are here. And as she gets closer, she's moving in at my face. And all that came out was, my in-laws are here! And I luckily turned my head because I knew what was going to happen, thinking, okay, that'll be it. She'll miss and move on. No, my ear was exposed, and she bites down, not soft, but hard. And I'm like almost screaming a little bit because I'm like, oh, great, now she's drawing blood. What was better, take the kiss or draw blood from my ear? So she finishes up with me. And
then she walks back over to me, grabs. I was forewarned. I turned away, but that was not enough. Oh, no.
From Mark right back to John.
She bit right down on that lobe, and she just sunk it in. I swear to you, I thought it was bleeding. I thought, or maybe I was getting a new post with one of her teeth. It was It was searing pain, and fortunately, it was just saliva that was left behind.
Well, the weirdest thing about it was is she didn't even look at me, and I don't understand what that was about.
He's got small lobes.
I guess I got a little jealous. I don't know. Small lobes. Anyway, that was one of the many interesting nights that we've had as a band over the last 11 years in the Stout Pounders. And thanks for having us tell our story. And again, stoutpounders.com for all your Stout Pounders needs. Thanks again, Mark Gunn, for this opportunity.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for doing what you do, buddy.
We want to talk about a song called The Mooch off our new album, Poor Decisions.
The Mooch tells a story of a mooch, someone who shows up at your door, needs a place to crash, and then stays just really way too long.
It could be a friend, maybe a relative.
Could be me.
Could be Christian. It
probably was Christian.
Sometimes it's Christian.
This is based on some real events in people's lives in the band. It rings true.
It's a fun little story.
It might even ring true for you. We hope you enjoy it.
On your door early one evening, joked I'm needing a place to stay, a couch, blanket, or a pillow. In the morn, I'll be on my way. You took the bait, hook, line, and sinker, gave me a room on the bottom floor. I threw my feet on your table, sure as hell beats a stable, and on your nerves I began to bore. But this time I've a really good reason. Next day turned into an evening, and you smiled, make yourself at home. I'll be needing a couple more days, friend. Plans have changed, the truth be told. Broken plates and some missing creatures. I didn't realize you owned a cat. I can see by your crying children, I owe you paying down the road for that. But this time I've a really good reason. If my prospects fall in line, I'll be able to pay you with interest, down to the penny, nickel, or dime. But I'm stuck in my ways, now you count down the days till I'm back on my feet again. Yes, I'm stuck in my ways, now you count down the days till I'm back on my feet again. Around a week, you began to question just how long I would really need to stay. Two more days would be absolutely perfect, and you winced with a curious dismay. Two more days grew into a month now, and your wife I offended one night. She tossed a chair, broke a bottle, gave my face wide a throttle. Holy Christ, I didn't know she could fight. But this time I've a really good reason. If my prospects fall in line, pay you with interest, down to the penny, nickel, or dime. But I'm stuck in my ways, no more count down the days till I'm back on my feet again. Yes, I'm stuck in my ways, no more count down the days till I'm back on my feet again. You know I'm stuck in my ways, no more count down the days you kick my arse on the street again.
Hope you enjoyed that song, and if you want to find out more about them, go to stoutpounders.com. Upcoming shows. Well, first let me let you know that if you like the lyrics of the songs that I have in this show, you can go to irish-song-lyrics.com to learn to play along. I have chords listed for all those songs. If you're wanting sheet music, I don't have sheet music for most of my songs. I do have it for my Don't Go Drinking with Hobbits album. If you want some of the sheet music for some of the instrumental tunes that I have written, you can join the patrons over on Patreon, the Gunrunners Club, and I've been posting some new tunes that I have written either solo or with Sam Gilogli. Sam and I are putting together an album of Hobbit dance music, which will be coming out also later this year, so stay tuned for that as well. All right, upcoming shows. Every Thursday is Coffee with the Kilt Father while the seasons are going. Right now we're in season 8, and I do take a little break in between seasons. I might be a little bit more sporadic during the summer. I'm thinking I might change it up during the summertime and then keep the main season. So that might be like 8.5, and then like the fall will be season 9. That's what I'm thinking about right now. I'll let you know how that goes. But the Coffee with the Kilt Father is over on YouTube. It's at noon Eastern, again, every Thursday. I have my own St. Patrick's Day shows. March 11th, I'll be doing a St. Patrick's Day party on Kilt Father Live, which is my evening concert series, and tickets are $8 for that. March 13th is at Iron Shield Brewing in Lawrenceville, Georgia, from 7 to 10 p.m. March 14th is at Tucker Brewing Company in Tucker, Georgia, from 3:30 to 6:30. And finally, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, I will be at the Lost Druid Brewery in Avondale Estates, Georgia, from 4:30 to 7 p.m. And that would be if you're in the area and would like to come see me, I would love it if you'd show up, because that's going to be my birthday party. My birthday. Yes, I was born on St. Patrick's Day, so I get to play some music and then just have some fun celebrating. I don't know if I'll stay out there the whole time, but I will be out there drinking and singing and having fun with you if you want to come join us. All those events are outdoors, and of course, we'll still be social distancing and following COVID protocols so that we all stay healthy, because that's super important. Support what you love. If you enjoy the music in the show, please show your support by music or merch from me or my guests, Nas Skylark and Stout Pounders. You can follow us on streaming and tell a friend. You can sample my albums for free in my Mage Record store on Bandcamp. And you can learn more about my guests by following the link on the website. The Pub Songs podcast is based on this value for value model. So if you get pleasure from this show, you can send me a few bucks to keep it going. And get lots of bonus content when you join the Gunrunners Club, again, on Patreon. Your support pays for the production and promotion of the music and the podcast. That's actually interesting. So one of the things I've been debating, you know, this idea, you know, is this type of podcast that I want to do all the time, every week? And I can't find the time to actually do a weekly show. I know I don't have the time to do a weekly show, which is why I put one out every 2 weeks or twice a month. But I do have a engineer who now edits the shows. Thank you, Mitchell Peterson. And, you know, I have Miranda Nelson, who creates a lot of the graphics. So there are costs that go into production of this show. And this show actually usually runs a little bit longer than like the Irish Celtic Music podcast, which is mostly just music. There's a bit of talking in this one. So every little bit helps. And I would appreciate it. If you want to support my music, you can join the Gunrunners Club over on Patreon. Special thanks to my newest patrons, Randall the Fifth Alexander and James Baker. And if you have questions or comments, you can email me, mark@markgun.com, or chat in the Celtic Geeks group on Facebook, and let me know what you think about this podcast. If you like this format, I would love your feedback, so drop me a line. All right, we are all done for the day. I have one final song I want to sing for you. This is a song from this is the last song I put on my CD, Kilted for Her Pleasure, because I felt like having a title, an album called Kilted for Her Pleasure, it needed a song called Kilted for Her Pleasure. So I took that idea and I wrote a song, and here it is. If you want to sing along when I sing Kilted, you shout Kilted back, okay? All right, let's go. Let's give it a shot.
I am a young Scotsman from America. The kilt's my pleasure, it's true. You can call it a skirt, but your lady will flirt. If she has a chance, she'll leave you. That's why I'm kilted, 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 kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted, 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 kilted. Specters will beg to know your third leg is as free as fresh morning hair. Very nice. I have no red hair, my skin isn't fair. It does nothing to show off my pride. but my Scottish family tree I wear on me, and it makes ladies giggle and sigh. That's why I'm kilted, 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 kilted. The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted,
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 kilted. Kilted.
Specters will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. That was a beautiful job, Mitchell. Thank you so much. I feel like a man, both noble and strong, when I dance my kilt swishes in time. But I must confess, it's for the ladies I dress, and in dress too. Is that a crime when you're kilted?
Kilted!
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 The mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted.
Kilted!
Kilted!
Kilted! Kilted.
Specters will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. So don your kilt, my good Scottish friend, and let your flag blow and unwind. They ask what's beneath your kilted sheath. Tell them it's lipstick they'll find. When you're kilted,
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 the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted,
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 kilted. Kilted.
Specters will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air. Yes, you're kilted,
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 the mystery of what's under there. Yes, you're kilted,
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 kilted, kilted.
Specters will beg to know your third leg is as free as the fresh morning air.
Pop Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson, who showed up as a guest on Kilted today. Thanks, Mitchell. And graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or to my website, where you can subscribe to my mailing list. I'll email you regular updates of new music and podcasts, special offers, and you'll get 21 songs for free. Welcome to the pub at pubsong.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.